Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Brown Sugar Radio Law listeners. I am thrilled to be here today. As you know, we do have a very, very special guest that is joining us tonight, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and open up the chat. Come on in, everybody. I'm so excited and honored because this really is a big, big deal. Let me tell you, okay, Kim Scott is a force to be reckoned with in the jazz industry. She's making a huge impact. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to share with you, not only did she receive her very first number one Billboard in January of 2019, she just collected her third number one Billboard this weekend in LA. Can you stand it? I'm just so excited to have this queen here live on Brown Sugar Radio. But let me just tell you a little bit more about what she's doing, okay? It's amazing because she also has an incredible show. You may want to check out Kim Scott's Block Party Radio. It's a national syndicated two-hour jazz show that she hosts. And then she's with Intervision Records, who's debuting her fabulous music worldwide. Not only is she a global sensation, like I said, she is a queen in her own right with an excellent tone, captivating melodies, and immaculate technique. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hand together for the queen of the evening, Kim Scott. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you so much. That was an awesome introduction. I was like, who is she talking to? Who is she talking about?
Who is that?
That was great. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, wow. Huge congrats. I'm still on a high because I'm just like emotionally to win that this weekend and then appear on Brown Sugar Radio, it's like, wow.
Well, so, you know, God times that stuff out perfectly, doesn't he?
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Wow. So what's so fascinating about your story, you know, is the fact that I know God is real, let me tell you, because I manifested this, I'm telling you, within the last, I'd say maybe 3-4 months, I have been praying, like, open up a door. Please, I want this queen to come on Brown Sugar Radio. God, I need you to do this for me. And it's amazing because I've been listening to you for a long time. And those of you who really appreciate jazz music know that you have to resonate with the artist because they're not singing. You know, there's no lyrics. Mm-hmm. It is a true, yeah, like a spiritual connection for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been following you, queen. Listen to this. For those of you who have been following Kim Scott for a while, I'm talking about her. It was her 2013 album, Rite of Passage. Mm-hmm. And my favorite, look, I know those of you who know, we're going to go ahead and play. I'm going to play a little sample because this right here was the jam. Okay? Listen. This song right here saved my life. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. And so what I would do is I would listen to that song, manifest, pray, and so forth. And I just want you to know that your music really helped me get through some rough times in life. And I want to talk about your story because I know not only for me, countless lives around the world, you know, you touch. Mm-hmm. You really touched. So thank you, Queen, for what you
so
do.
I'm so honored. Thank you for being, you know, so inspired by the music, because that's why I play music. That's why I record music. It's not for me. You know, I of course I get satisfaction from it because God gave me this gift to create and to share this talent. But, you know, when I write my own music and I do covers and I send that out into the universe, it's intentional. You know, and I know that people's lives are going to be changed, their moods are going to be uplifted, or they may be taken to a place of reflection, or, you know, that's why I do it. So when I hear people like you say, you know, I'm able to pray to it, or I'm able to be inspired by it, I'm like, God, that's why I'm doing it. That's why, that's what you got me on this planet for. I feel like that's my purpose. Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, let him use you, okay? Let him use you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that, so Jill Scott, this is so funny, my favorite artist, Jill Scott, my favorite neo-soul artist, and then Kim Scott, my favorite jazz artist. I was like, it's something about some Scott. And then you got my first name, Kim, okay? So I know I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
But hands down, you are so gifted and anointed to do what you do. And that song, Golden, is my theme song also for my brand. And when I heard the jazz version of it, I fell immediately in love with it because it was so significant in my life, which leads me to when you began, you know, your journey of music, you could have selected any genre in the world. What was it about jazz that you fell in love with?
Well, here's a funny story. I'm actually a classically trained flutist. So I went a classical performing arts high school. I knew when I was about, I guess about ninth grade, that I wanted to be a professional flutist in an orchestra. That was my dream.
Wow.
And so I went to undergrad and got a performance degree in classical music. I went to graduate school, got a performance degree and a pedagogy degree in classical music. And I became a classical performer. I still play with the symphony to this day. I still solo as a classical performer. But growing up, of course, I'm an African-American. That's not a typical genre that we listen to every day, right? And
right.
So in my household, I mean, it was ironic. My friends actually didn't understand, why in the world are you singing Tchaikovsky? And I'm like, well, okay, my mother was a music educator when I was young. So she was teaching that stuff to her young students. So, you know, I'm in a all-black neighborhood, black schools, but in my house we were listening to the Boston Symphony records. So,
oh, wow. Look
yeah,
at that.
But I know, right? But to put a spin on it, my parents were in a funk band before I was born. So they wrote their own music. They used to open for Lionel Richie. They had a record deal with Stax Records out of Memphis, which is a huge record label. So I was also, you know, in addition to classical, we were listening to jazz. We were listening to funk. So all of that, our house was just very lively with music.
I never
aspired until 2010 to do anything in jazz. It wasn't even on my radar other than I loved it. You know, I had a great ear for it. I could play around and play, you know, any tune that I'd heard. But I always wanted to be a classical flutist. So it was never on my radar. But in 2010, I was a teacher. And, you know, teachers are off in the summer. And that summer, I was like, you know, what am I going to do? I got 2.5 months. I could do what I normally do, which is, you know, chill out with my son, work out, take vacations and all that stuff, unwind. But I said, I'm going to work on being, you know, even more creative, thinking outside of the box. What can I do to bring the flute more visibility?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I listen to jazz radio in Alabama, and I hardly ever hear flute. Like, you might hear it once every other day. And
that's
true. You know, I know there are jazz flutists out there because I've heard these people myself. But I'm like, why are they not getting played? So I decided that day I was going to take my favorite cover tunes. I was going to learn those cover tunes, put them up on YouTube because that was a big thing, you know, back then, like trying to figure out YouTube.
Yes.
I chose Deja Vu by Beyonce.
Oh,
I chose
Orange Moon by Erykah Badu.
Okay.
I was like,
yes.
Nobody's doing that on flute. Nobody's going to even think that could work on flute.
Yes.
So I learned them.
I
made the video. It's probably somewhere still floating on YouTube. Made them and got such great feedback. People were like, you're on to something. You got to keep doing it. So that just evolved into me, going, let me try some. Let me put myself out there. Let me try to book a gig. And one thing led to another. One gig turned into, I have never seen this before. Can you open up for me? That turned into, can you do the whole tour with me? And do you have any records? Because everybody asked me for your records after the show. I'm like, I don't have any records. So that turned into trying to figure out how to do a record. That turned into learning the record business because I didn't know any of that. So it really was divine order because I never had it in the plan initially. I was not equipped. I'm not jazz trained. The stuff that I can do is only God.
Yeah,
I
love what you just said because I had a show last week and I just said that. Look how God confirms himself. My message to the listeners was God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. And that's what happened to you, queen. You were
that's
anointed
sermon,
to play this instrument. Can't nobody play it like Kim Scott. Kimmy. Oh, my goodness. You said a word right there.
I really didn't feel that way. I just, I don't take credit for it. I know I work hard. Like, my family will tell you, good Lord, she practicing all the time. And, because I know
again,
I have to work again.
They don't understand.
Again?
Yeah.
But, I put the work in.
It started with.
He provides the platform.
I know that's right. Yeah, and he will. Would you say that, so it was the getting invited to open up and to perform, that was what led you into jazz, and then you started recording albums?
Yeah, that led me to it because I realized that I was on to something, that summer, having that thought. There's a desire for it, and there's room for it, and there aren't a lot of black women, doing that. And, once I got out there and people were desiring that, I thought, let me keep going. Let me see what I got. Let me form a band, And one thing led to another.
I love it. I love it. Oh, that's so phenomenal. And so what was it about the flute that had you, because, this is my story. It's funny. I was in band in high school, and I chose the clarinet because it was light and easy to carry. I was one of them bougie teens. I didn't want to carry, no big old trombone and lug that off the school and lock this and so far. What was your reason for choosing the flute?
I get it. You know what? Almost the same. Fifth grade, fifth grade, you've got band day. Everybody chooses the instrument that they want, and if that instrument is not available, you get assigned based on what the band director thinks you can play based on your body makeup, your lips, whatever.
That's true.
I chose the flute because it was smaller than the tuba. I'm like, I'm not about to carry that big old case around it. It was shiny. It was pretty. But more than anything, I was one of the very few people that could make a sound on it. And, once I took it home and spent time with it, I fell in love with that sound and the way it felt. It felt very natural for me. And even to this day, now I know I've been playing it 37 years,
awesome.
But it still feels natural to me, like it's supposed to be in my hands.
I love it. I love it, and the way you play it, it sounds so angelic. The flute, that's one thing I loved about the flute was the tune is so sweet.
Yeah.
It's so sweet when you're playing it, and I love the fact that it's very soothing and relaxing. I mean, yes, the flute is also like the saxophone. I think the saxophone is sexy.
the flute is just so angelic, if I had to describe the two, you know. And things didn't work out for me in the clarinet. So I went in the seat. You know, that wasn't my
That
wasn't my gift.
You were just a, but, you're just a lover of music. That was your thing.
That's it. I kept getting my finger stuck in the hole with the clarinet. It was a mess.
Oh.
Yeah. Honey. I was like, this ain't it.
Oh, that's too funny.
But listen here. I actually found your first single, Deja Vu. I want to play a little bit of that because I'm such a huge fan. And I listen, this is where it all began. And it was so awesome how you just mentioned it right now. You're like, I need to do covers to, you know, get the exposure because that's songs that we're familiar with. And then we're going to end up hearing your talent in the process.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So, Brownstreet Radio,
you
gotta
be,
I want to play just a little. Yeah, come on now. Strategic. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. So I'm going to play a little bit of Kim Scott's very first cover, Deja Vu. All right, we're going to take it back. You said 2010 this was in?
2010, 2011.
Around that time frame. 2011. And then we're going to get into her new single in just a moment, Shine. But definitely don't touch that dial. I'm just going to play a little bit. So I want you to hear where it began at. And also, we've never heard a flute played like this, Hollywood. Deja Vu! All right, y'all. Just keep it locked. No, listen, but you sure showed us. Listen, okay? Wow. I love it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah,
that was early Kim Scott. I just, you know, it's exciting to see. You know, I try to be reflective as well. You know, I'm not that kind of person or even artist that, you know, just decides that I've made it. You know, I'm always trying to grow.
Yeah.
So it's very cool to hear you play that. Because I'm a very different player today.
I like them both.
So it's
both
it's a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So awesome. But I was like, you know, I've never heard Deja Vu play with a flute. So I have researched it. I found the song. I was like, I got to play this and definitely pay some homage to you, Queen. That was brilliant. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm sure the Queen B.B., I may be happy hearing that too. So.
Awesome.
I know that's right. Like, maybe she'll say, come on and play for me one day. You never know. You never know.
Hey, I'd be ready. You got to stay ready.
Okay, that's right. For real. It's like, we don't have to get ready. We're going to stay ready.
That's right.
Beautiful.
That's right.
Yes, awesome. And so with that said, you know, you are currently on tour. I want you to tell us a little bit about that, and you know, I'm really excited about your tour. Please come to Vegas because I want to hear you play.
Love to. You know, I've been getting some calls from Vegas, so we'll hopefully, you know, work something out in the future. I think, you know, I was just in LA, so I was pretty close to you, but
you were.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, I messed
up.
But
I was the first to know when I booked Vegas.
Please,
I will make sure.
Let me know. I will be in the building, okay? I want to hear it. Come on through to Vegas. Yes. Okay, just get a residency on out here at one of these casinos. Or something.
Okay.
For a few months. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, but, yeah, talk about your up-and-coming tour and how that's been.
Yeah, so I've been out touring the album Shine. Shine is my fifth album that came out in February. So I've got dates for that tour, but I've also got dates that were held over from last year when we were in the pandemic. Because
oh,
I had
okay.
a tour set with my fourth album, Free to Be, that got shut down. So a lot of those
right.
things rolled into 23, yeah. But it's been amazing. I've been to Europe. I played a festival in Portugal. I've been to, of course, L.A. I've got for two shows in different parts of Virginia, Connecticut. I'm in Texas this weekend. I'm in Barbados. You know, I'm in New Jersey. I've got so many dates. And I'm so excited because the fans have been so great to me and so receptive and kind and just energetic in the way they respond to the music. So it's been a lot of fun to play this music with bands across the country. And if people want to know where I am next, because I know I threw out a lot of information, I try to keep my website and all of my social media up to date. So KimScottMusic.com. People can go there. They can see the tour schedule. They can click on all the social media links there to connect with me. They can subscribe to my newsletter there. They can buy merchandise and music there. A lot of stuff is right there. Anything you want to know about Kim Scott is on that site. But I would love people to come out and check out the music because to me, there's nothing better than the live experience. You know, you can listen to the CD all day long, but to see the artist in the moment, you know, there's just nothing like it.
It isn't. You know, we actually get the vibe with you. You hear me?
The vibe is real.
I'm ready for it. I'm like, I'm sitting here looking at tour dates like, man, what's the closest city to Vegas? I want to see it. maybe I need to get to Barbados. That sounds like that'll be fun.
Oh, it's going to be nice.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, that is amazing. What was it like performing in London?
Actually, it was Portugal. We were there for Algarve.
Europe. Oh, no, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very reputable, they call it an elite jazz festival. So it was me and Mindy Hebert and, you know, Eric Darius and all these people that I look up to. But it was jazz on a whole other level. You know, I've done plenty of jazz festivals across the United States, and they're fabulous. Mm-hmm. But to do it in Europe and people are walking up to you from Germany, from Spain, and they are like, I have all your records, you know, or they can sing, they can tell you their favorite song, and you're like, oh, my word, but they fly from all over the world for festivals like this just to hear you play their song, their favorite song.
Look at that.
You know, it was,
and you know what?
Really humbling.
It's got to be just, you feel like I'm finally, you know, walking in my purpose, you know, you're connecting on that spiritual level. And what I was going to say, it's so funny. You said Europe, but I heard England. So England got to be next. I think we manifest in England.
I guess,
I think we.
Let's do it.
Okay. I heard England. So, it's coming. And when
you
know, England,
it's funny.
Like,
there is a. Hey, they have great jazz venues up there. So I'll be answering that phone call when it's time.
Oh, you see that? And tag me in it. Be like, Queen Kim, England on the way.
Kim, I'll say, Kim, you called it. You called
it. I manifested it,
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, well, good. I'm just really excited for you because your music, like I said, is inspiring millions. And listen, so number three, her third, she just received this weekend, number one Billboard. That is major. I'm like, looking at God use you. Tell us, how did you feel? And were you expecting it or were you caught completely off guard and surprised?
Well, you know what? I never try to expect it, you know, because I don't want to be in the business to make number one. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like I said earlier in the show, I make music because I love it and I want people to love it and be inspired by it. But when you get that level of inspiration from people, you know, or that level of interest in your music, it is definitely, you know, an humbling experience. It's definitely a gratifying experience because we work really hard. You know, I don't know if people think we just, you know, twiddling our fingers a little bit every now and then and put a dollar or two towards the music that we produce, but it takes a lot of money to make records. It takes a lot of money to market records. It takes a lot of time to write music, record music, collaborate. You know, it is really a part of your, it is your life, you know? So, you know, when it, when you do get those accolades, of course you can't help but be appreciative for them. So I wasn't expecting it. You know, if you get that kind of reception, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know, I give me the plaque, I'm going to put it on the wall and take pictures.
I know that's right.
But that particular one, well, the first one, of course, was is super exciting. This particular one, the third one, I was excited for the ladies because I invited two other black female flutists. They're, we're the only three out there making records. They've been doing it longer than I have. And I looked up to them, and I said, you know, I want to do this record, this empowerment record for women. I'm going to call these ladies up. They may say no, but they might say yes.
Oh, wow.
And they both said yes. And it was so dynamic for the three of us to come together. You know, what I wanted the world to hear, because – interestingly enough, people would try to pit us against each other, and I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, why can't we just be three black women who are who have passion for music? They all play the flute, you know, and we're all different, you know. So I made this record because I wanted to show that we are each very different in our sound and our approach, but we're all fabulous, and we can come together and make a killer record, and we did.
I know that's right. You showed them how it's done, okay?
So I'm
love
excited
it.
About that.
That's right. And it allows you to put them on a platform that they haven't experienced yet. And so that's what it's about for me. I get exactly what you're saying. It's about the impact at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Someone had asked me that, like, what's more important to you, the income or the impact? It's the impact. There's plenty of people that are making money and no impact. And they won't have a legacy when they're gone.
Right. Nobody will remember what they did or the why.
That's it.
But what we're doing, we know what we're doing, we know why we're doing it, and we know what we want to do with it.
I love it. Go ahead now. So huge congratulations once again on that. And from that album, the single Shine, which is phenomenal. We're going to go ahead and play it in just a moment. I want to share, I want for you to share with our Brown Sugar Radio Loyal listeners, what was the inspiration behind Shine and what does Shine exactly mean?
Yeah, so I wrote this album with Adam Hawley, and in the process of writing it, I wrote all the melodies and the choruses and the background vocals and all that stuff. And in the moment of writing the melody, I was so excited and engaged by it and energized by it. And I was sitting in the living room with my son, and I was like, I need a title for this song that's going to be a light for people. I kept saying a light, a bright light. And that's how we came up with Shine. You know, because you say that word. Before people hear a word, you say Shine and people start to, like, brighten up. You know, their mood just gets, like, lit, you know, and then that song starts, and people just, you know, when I perform it right now, people just have this look on their faces, like they are just in such this euphoric space, and I was like, that's why I named it Shine, you know, that's why I put Shine as the chorus and the vocals, so people would remember that. They hear it every day, that's the soundtrack of their day, they want this amazing opportunity of a day, and that's going to help them get, you know, get it set. But that was the premise of it. I just wanted it to be a bright light. And once I finished that album or that particular track, I said it was that I wanted the theme of the whole album to be that. Like, I want every song on the project to just light up the world, you know. And I really feel like that's what it's doing. So I'm really excited about it.
It is. It is. And I cannot wait to go ahead and play that. And I'm going to ask you, usually what I do is I have artists, when they come live on Brown Sugar Radio, if you would say a drop for me before we actually play your song. And then we're going to come back in just a moment.
Okay.
All right.
Let me do it now.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't want to keep talking over you. There's a little delay. Brown Sugar Radio, Lord listeners, please forgive us if we're talking over each other. There's a tad bit delay, and that's why I can't hear you sometimes. So forgive me. It's not that I'm being rude. Sometimes I can't hear you. So all righty. But, yes, I'd love for you, please, Queen, if you can do the drop for me now, then we're going to play your latest single.
So this is jazz flutist Kim Scott, and this is my current number 9 song on the Billboard as of today. This is Shine on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. You are so right. That song, it does make you feel enlightened. I can just really feel the flow of shining. You know, you just smile when you hear that song, and I get the concept behind what you want to do
is awesome.
Make the world a brighter place. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it was a fun
beautiful.
One to do for sure. And we'll see,
yeah.
You know, maybe it'll be a fourth number one. Well, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm
okay,
always,
go ahead.
You know, again, you know, like I said, I don't make music to make number ones. But if it make number ones, hey, grateful I am.
Okay, I know that's right. And so now most artists that sing and use their vocals, you know, they have a special regimen they use to care for their voice. What do musicians actually do? You know, I mean, you're still using – you know, your throat, you know, to play the instrument. Is there any type of special care that you do or anything like that?
Well, that's a good question. My go-to has always been just a really good warm-up. So whether I'm playing the flute or singing at my live shows, because I always sing at my shows, I do warm-ups before the show because people don't realize that your vocal cords are an instrument. They have muscles. Your armature, which is your lips, they have muscles. They have to be conditioned just like if I were going to run a mile. I would have to warm up my legs, you know?
Right.
So you want to be at playing at your best level, you warm up. But recently I've been turned on to Throat Coat. I know that's a crazy name, but it's actually a brand of tea, a type of tea that you drink. And it's all these herbs that are supposed to coat your throat, you know, and make it supple and warm to get out there and perform, you know, and have the flexibility and range that you need.
That's actually that's what I use as a speaker.
Are
you
know, serious?
I do. I use Throat Coat.
I love it.
Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike for sure.
With
that's,
honey and
that's
lemon.
That's a go-to. Yeah, and lemon.
Yes,
yeah, I put lemon in it. You're doing the right thing.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Both of us are using our voice.
We have
right.
way too
I
many
forgot.
Things
you do.
In common, Kim.
Dude, you see this? Queen. All right, look, we connected. This was a divine connection. That's what this was.
Right.
But I love it because you also, you do sing, you know, and, I mean, you're known predominantly for playing the flute, but you're right, you know, you do sing, and so you're doing double duty here. Right, with the singing
and
playing.
A lot of people don't know that. You know, they hear the record, they hear the singing, they hear the background vocals, and they don't realize till they come to the live show that all of that was me. Like
that
I,
was you.
I record all the vocals.
I
record
all
the vocals.
I was looking at of you playing live, and I do remember you singing. Now that you said that, I'm like, you know what, you gotta sing.
Wow.
Oh, honey, you are putting in some major work. But look at how the fruits of your labor are harvested.
See? That makes it all worth it. It really does. But, you know, as hard as I work, it doesn't feel like work because I love what I do. You know, I've always wanted to do this. It feels natural. It may take time, but it never really feels like work.
That's it. Yep.
And that's a beautiful thing.
That's how you know that you're really operating in your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we love that. Oh, wow. So amazing. How
you
do
know,
you
I always
feel...
try to encourage people.
Go ahead. No, ask it in a minute.
I was going to say, I always try to encourage people because, you know, so many people, you'd be surprised how many people even into their adulthood don't know what their purpose is or they feel like they don't. You know, I'm like, what are you really good at? What do you love to do? Can you do that where it doesn't feel like work so you can do it as much as possible and give that to the world, whatever that is?
Right.
That's your purpose.
Yep.
You know, people feel like it's so hard to find. I'm like, just answer those questions, and I think you'll be on the right track.
That's it. You are absolutely right. My question for you is, what do you feel, you know, as a, whether you realize it or not, a women's empowerment role model, you know, that you're working in your gift and power, someone that's just starting in the industry, what would be your best advice to give to someone? And you know, when you're first getting started, you're going to face some ups and some downs. And, you know, mm-hmm. what can we give them? Yeah, to keep going, you know, and persevere. They feel like, hey, you know, maybe this isn't cut out for me because I'm going through so much. And they look up to you and they see your success. What would be your message?
Mm-hmm. You know, my advice, and I say this in every interview because I really believe it, you know, we can't just have the talent. You know what I'm saying? So many artists, and not just musicians, mm-hmm. artists, whatever field mm-hmm. you're in, you know, we think because we got the talent, that's our ticket. And it's got to be the talent, the drive, or the work ethic, and the education of it. My thing
wow.
is, if you don't do the education and study what you want to do and how to do it well, you won't do so well. Or you may,
wow.
or it may take you longer to get to that plateau that you want to get to. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? You can be as talented
right.
as all get out, but if you don't know the business that you're trying to get in, it ain't going to work out so well. So, and I'm not telling people anything that I didn't learn myself. Like, because I'm an educator, you know, it's in my nature to try to get as much information as I can about things. So when I made the decision
right.
to do, yeah, when I made the decision to do jazz, I wanted to know everything about the record business. You know, I actually bought a book, Everything You Need to Know About the Record Business.
Smart.
And
very
I read
smart.
It from front to back. I watched people who were really successful doing what I wanted to do. What steps did they make? What mistakes did they make? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And educating myself was the best thing I could do because I was able to avoid some of the pitfalls. Just because
yeah.
I knew what to avoid, or I knew how to proceed, or I knew how to invest in myself to get the return I wanted. I knew
Beautiful.
How hard to work. You know, all those things you need to know to be successful. And I don't care if you want to be a computer scientist, you want to be a dancer, you want to be a content creator, you need to do your homework. Because there's so much
yeah.
that we don't know, and in every business, things change on a regular. You know, there's always the next great, like, waiting to step out. What are they doing differently? How is the market changing? You need to know all these things, you know, as you go through the process. Otherwise, you're wasting a lot of time. You're going to, you know, maybe hit some pitfalls that you could have avoided, you know. So that, to me, that was the biggest thing for me. I learned how
I love
to
it.
Shop record labels. You know, in the end, I got an offer
Come on now.
Without having to speak
yes.
that company because that was divine. But, you know, I learned how to, you know, secure the studio and how to secure mm-hmm. collaborators and how to market your music and how to get a PR team. You know, there's so many things along the way that I learned about that I started to execute. And I think that mm-hmm. that really helped propel me, you know, to where I am. And I'm going to continue to do that kind of homework, you know, because like I said, I'm never going to live like I made it.
Yes, absolutely.
Never. I don't care once the Grammy comes. I'm still going to be on the grind.
That's it? That's it? Okay, because that's
yeah.
how you continue to evolve and remain relevant,
right.
is
mm-hmm.
learning. How would you say has social media changed your career in the music industry based on when you started in 2010 to now, 2022?
That's a good question. Man, social media is just a beast. You know,
okay.
I think just the
right. Honey,
just the reach
keep up with it all.
Have.
Yeah.
I know. Just the reach you can have from being visible on social media. You can put your music out there. You can talk directly to fans who live in the Rock of Gibraltar, who I never even knew where that was until I got a message from somebody in the Rock of Gibraltar. saying they listen to my
like,
music. I'm like, hold up. Let me
Google
go to the map.
Right.
I had to go to the map. You know,
right.
But just
where
knowing
that
the world opened up,
mm-hmm.
you know, from social media, the only thing is you have to be, it's almost like that has to be a job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to post so much to keep up with it that I could not keep up with that. So doing my homework. I got a PR manager, a social media management team.
Okay.
So they now, you know, I still post every now and then, but they keep me relevant. They keep me looking good. They dates out there and my videos out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I continue to acquire a fan base, you know, that
I
way. But
it.
I love social media. I'll throw up a practice video in a second. I'm like, yeah, I still practice, folks.
Yeah. You'll get our feedback and ask how do we like this or that.
Yeah.
I'll be in there chatting.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that you are a member of my Ambitious Women Facebook group. And that's such an honor that I was sharing earlier, you know, before we actually had, I won't say we, before I recognized, like, I'm friends with the Kim Scott because there's so many Kim Scotts on Facebook. And I seen you in my group, and I was watching your videos, and, you know, I listen to you all the time on Alexa. You know, I'm always telling Alexa, play Kim Scott, you know. And she knows you. She's got you in there in my favorites, and she starts playing your playlist. And I put two and two together, like, oh, my goodness, that's her video. That's Kim Scott, you know. And like I said, this really is a divine intervention from God because I have manifested my favorite jazz artist to be here live on Brown Sugar Radio to help touch lives and to help share and build hope for those who want to do what it is that you do. And I love the fact you're so humble and down to earth and you're willing to continue to grow. That speaks volumes, Queen. You know, you're like, you don't have the attitude like I've arrived. You're like, no, I'm still in the game learning myself. And I got mad respect for that. I truly do.
Oh, I appreciate that. Well, same for you. You know, I can tell the sister who's got the same grind.
So, all right, listen, on the move, you hear me? Look, okay.
And I didn't realize until, I'm so sorry, you know, with the whole blog talk, I know we're talking over because I can't tell when you stopped, but I didn't realize until you said earlier that Ambitious Women was your group. I don't know how I got involved in that group. I don't know who invited me or if I joined because I saw it. I would just post in there every now and then and read some of the things. And when you said that, I thought, well, how about that? I think I just love the title initially.
Ambitious Women. That's it.
I mean, my goodness. I love an ambitious soul.
That's it. That's
so
it.
Ambitious Women, come on, sign me up.
Okay, yeah. You said, I'm in. Yep, that's me.
Me with those women. Gold.
Oh, how beautiful.
Business.
Beautiful. That's it. That's it. And so, and we love it. We appreciate when you do share content in the group and you want feedback, you know, certain songs. And it's just beautiful, you know, what you're doing. And
well,
thank you for being a part of our community. This really means a lot to us, you know, as ambitious women and leaders. And so before we close, I wanted to have you share if you have any upcoming, you know, events or any specials, anything that you want to share with your fans that are tuned in today as far as, you know, maybe the next upcoming special offer you may have, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, this week, coming weekend, I'm actually in Texas at Texas A&M. I'm doing a classical and jazz recital for the University of Texas A&M, and I'm teaching a bunch of clinics, but the concert is open to the public. I think it is ticketed, but it's open to the public. So if people want to see me do both of my loves, you know, that's a great thing to check out. But I'm also going to be in Anniston, Alabama. It's great to be in my hometown when I can. I'm doing a festival there on June 18th for the Juneteenth weekend, and that is
beautiful.
A free concert. You can check my website for that. After that, I'll be in Virginia for Tin Pan and King George, Virginia. Just a lot of really awesome dates coming up and a lot of dates being added as we speak. So people can continue to check the website, maybe the best thing to do is to go ahead and go to the website and join the newsletter, because you'll get monthly updates about, you'll get all the updates. You'll know where I am, what I'm doing, you know, what the latest merchandise is. People can buy T-shirts and coffee mugs and music and all that good stuff on the website.
I love it.
But most importantly, you know, people can even, if they don't want to do that, they can, you know, join my Spotify channel or my Pandora channel. Just type in Kim Scott Radio. It'll pop up and you can have me every day.
Every day?
You know.
Me and Alexa work you out every day, girl. Me and Alexa.
Or Alexa. There you
okay.
go.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
You just reminded me of my mother. She tells me every day, girl, I told Alexa, play Kim Scott, and she played all your music, and it just cracks me up.
She sure do.
But
yeah.
But I really appreciate you for providing this kind of platform for your guests and, you know, inviting
Absolutely.
Me to be on the show. I just, you know, I applaud what you're doing, and I just wish you all the best in your ambitious journey. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, thank
you,
queen.
You know, you're fabulous. Yes, you're fabulous.
I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you so much. And listen, if I can try to, I know you said you were adding new dates, so definitely if you could keep Vegas or somewhere near Vegas in mind,
I
would
love totally
to
let you
know.
I will remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, they adding dates?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're adding lots of dates. I've got I think we're booking now for 23 because I don't have any more room in 22. But I will totally, I promise you, I'm a woman of my word. If I get a date close to you or in Vegas, you will know personally.
Okay. That's the plan.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, well, definitely we have enjoyed you. Thank you for sharing Shine on Brown Sugar Radio, because that's what it's all about, is us shining and us uplifting one another and just a beautiful spirit, and we love you so much. Thank you to continue to do what you're doing. It's touching lives through your music and inspiring. So we appreciate you, Queen. Make sure, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners, that you follow Kim Scott on, if you want to go ahead and share your social media where they can support you at.
Yeah, I know that I've maxed out on Facebook, but people can still hit the follow button. So I've got the Kim Scott artist page, and I've got the Kim Scott page. They can follow both of those. But I'm also on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. The handle is K Scott Flute. Well, they can just type Kim Scott, and they'll see me with a flute, so it'll be easy to find.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. And I have her tagged, I think, on Brown Sugar Radio. Make sure you show some love and support this sister, because she's making some major, major moves. So, all right, well, we're going to go ahead and close on out. All of you listening via Facebook or to the replay, thank you for your time. Go ahead and share, like, and comment, and definitely make sure that you support Kim Scott music, because, like I said, it's just one of a kind. You don't hear this type of music, especially with the flute. And we appreciate the fact that you took the time to tune in tonight. So we're going to go ahead and exit with, I think I'm going to exit out, girl, with that deja vu. I like that. We're going to exit out on that.
Okay.
That gets the party started. Okay.
Okay.
So, listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment and empowerment.